When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks slid on investor concerns about economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 269 points, or 0.8%, to close at 32,910. The S&P 500 was down about 45 points, or 1.1%, and the Nasdaq finished down about 89 points, or 0.75%. The combination of slowing growth and rising prices has raised the specter of stagflation, when growth stalls but inflation drives up prices. A new measure of the U.S. housing market also worried investors. U.S. mortgage applications fell to their lowest level in 22 years last week, indicating a pullback in the red-hot real estate market. In commodity markets, Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, rose 2.5% to $123.58 a barrel. A batch of corporate earnings out today. Shares of Campbell Soup Company rose 1.5% after it reported a rise in quarterly sales and lifted its sales projections for the fiscal year. Meanwhile, citrus farming company Limoneira rose about 22% after reporting better-than-expected profit. Elsewhere, Western Digital was down 4.1% after it confirmed reaching a settlement with activist investor Elliott Management. That deal calls for it to consider splitting its business. And Smartsheet fell about 7% after the software company reported a wider quarterly loss. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.